sometimes it just helps to have another opinion, a biblically grounded opinion. Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a short time of questions and answers with pastor and author John Piper. Is there anything in particular that you've done as a parent to help your sons and Talitha to constructively think about death and the life to come?
The main thing is to make sure they're in the Word, absorbing the whole counsel of God. Because if you're in the Word, reading it consistently, the Bible will set up the proper proportion for a child. And they may struggle for a while with whether or not certain parts of it are relevant for them. But if you keep exposing them day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, when they get old enough and they're starting to feel their finitude, I mean, a little child feels invulnerable. As long as mom and daddy got their arms around them, death has no meaning to them whatsoever. So you don't expect a child to deal with the full scope of redemption until they begin to feel some of the wider implications. They're finite. They could die. They could perish. Some little children have to deal with that very early on as they deal with the loss of a mom or a loss of a dad, or they get sick and have to hear mom or dad say, "You're going to go to be with Jesus very soon because you have leukemia," or whatever. But generally, children are waiting. And so I would say the main answer is not to try to figure out some technique by which the second coming or the future life has a place, but keep them exposed to the whole range of the Bible. Because when they read John 3:16, age 3, they memorize it. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." They've got to then begin to say, "Perish? Daddy, what's perish?" And you didn't think up any fancy strategy of helping them to come to terms with perishing. And what's eternal life? It's right there. So I would say just keep exposing the kids to the whole range of Scripture, and the questions are going to come, and then you bring to bear on this little child, "Perishing is what Grandpa did last year. And that's going to happen to you too. It could happen in a year or 5 years." And a kid goes to bed at night with that ringing in their ears, and yeah, some fear can come, and they call you in the middle of the night, "I'm afraid I might die." And that's a golden opportunity to say, "You know what? Sometimes I'm afraid too. And what I do is I remind myself Christ died for my sins. There is no condemnation. Nothing will happen to me. The devil cannot get at me. Death cannot get at me apart from God's loving plan. So let's pray and let's trust Jesus."
One other lesson that came to mind as you spoke, some parents I've heard keep their children away from funerals. But perhaps that's another time when, if it's a friend or someone, we take them along with us. Would you agree with that? Or
I don't think we should keep our kids away from funerals. I don't think we should keep them away from the news. I mean, the war. I don't think we should keep them away from tragedy. I don't think we should keep them away from abortion. So, I think we need to help our children taste the little way they can what the horrors in the world are, and then show them abundant provision in God. I just think those are golden opportunities. How will a child ever come to cherish eternal life? How will he ever come to cherish the cross? How will he ever come to cherish all the glorious things about the Christian faith if all the tragedies of life they're designed to respond to are kept from him?
The ultimate answer to the question of joy is knowing Jesus Christ. At Desiring God, we aim to help you know Him and enjoy Him like you never have before. Visit today and take advantage of the many free resources at our website designed to help you make Christ the treasure of your life. www.desiringgod.org. Desiringgod.org.